Good evening. This is Shobhasati Bhattacharya with Regional News. India and Bangladesh today exchanged agreements and renewed multiple memoranda of understanding, MOUs, across various sectors, including digital and green partnerships, maritime cooperation, healthcare, space collaboration, railway connectivity, oceanography, disaster management, and fisheries. The agreements were finalized after talks between Prime Minister Narendra Modi and Bangladeshi Prime Minister Sheikh Hasina in New Delhi's Hyderabad House. Speaking on the occasion, Mr. Modi highlighted Bangladesh's pivotal role in India's neighborhood first policy, ACTIST policy, Vision Sagar, and Indo-Pacific vision, emphasizing their joint completion of a significant public welfare projects in the past year. In a bid to ensure transparent and efficient examination processes through the National Testing Agency, the Department of Higher Education, Ministry of Education has constituted a high-level committee of experts tasked with making critical recommendations, chaired by Dr. K. Radhakrishnan, former chairman of ISRO and chairman of Board of Governors at IIT Kanpur. The committee includes eminent figures such as Dr. Randeep Guleria, former director of AIMS Delhi, and Professor B.J. Rao, Vice Chancellor of Central University of Hyderabad. The committee aims to submit its recommendations within 2 months, emphasizing transparency and efficiency in national examinations. The Ministry of Personal, Public Grievances and Pensions has informed that the center has enacted a stringent law to curb malpractices in competitive examinations effectively. Today, the Public Examinations Prevention of Unfair Means Act 2024 includes provisions for a maximum jail term of 10 years and a fine of up to 1 crore rupees for offenders. Passed by Lok Sabha and Rajya Sabha in early February and approved by President Draupadi Murmu on February 12, the law targets cheating in exams conducted by bodies like UPSC, SSC, NTA, Railway Recruitment Board and Banking Recruitment Agencies. It mandates 3 to 5 years of imprisonment for general cheating and 5 to 10 years for organized cheating with a minimum fine of 1 crore rupees. The National Testing Agency, NTA, in a public notice has informed that the joint CSIR-UGC NET examination, scheduled to be held between the 25th and 27th of this month, has been postponed due to unavoidable circumstances and logistic issues. The NTA said that the revised schedule for the conduct of this examination will be announced later through the official website. As part of the week-long program commemorating the International Day Against Drug Abuse and Illicit Trafficking, the Capital Police conducted a significant outdoor session at Chimpu Battalion Ground today. During the event, participants had the opportunity to share their personal experiences throughout the day. The program also included various activities such as a 100-meter sprint and tug of war, among others. A total of 37 participants actively took part in the activities. An awareness workshop on e-mobility was organized by the Arunachal Pradesh Energy Development Agency, APEDA, in collaboration with the Namsai District Administration and technical expert Ivanko Kolkata today. The event, which featured an exhibition of electric vehicles, was inaugurated by Namsai Deputy Commissioner and District APEDA Chairman Sia Kampa. Speaking on the occasion, the DC emphasized the importance of transitioning from fossil fuels to electric vehicles as a crucial step towards environmental conservation and reducing air pollution. He praised APEDA's efforts in promoting sustainable energy sources. The Sub-District Level Monitoring Committee, SLDMC, on Friday convened a crucial meeting at Jhang to assess the progress of ongoing projects under central and state-sponsored schemes and the saturation of sustainable development goals for the first quarter of the year. Speaking on the occasion, ADCCOM Chairman SLDMC, Jhang Hak Raso Kree, emphasized the importance of transparency, accountability, and the avoidance of project duplicity among implementing agencies. He also stressed on zero tolerance for malpractices during execution of projects. That's all in this news bulletin. Namaskar.